This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen, who is now head of the soon-to-be-launched American Energy Freedom Center. We want to get his thoughts today on some of the latest developments coming out of the democratically-controlled Congress about U.S. natural resources. And Governor, always great to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Greg. And there's some new counterproductive, harmful ideas coming out of the Congress. My goodness, with all the energy we have in our country, the last thing we need to do is end up with more taxes, fees, and costs being passed on to consumers.
And I know that shortly after the Obama administration took office, they rolled back some of the things that President Bush did shortly before he left, such as expanding access to offshore sites for drilling for oil and natural gas. Now the House Natural Resources Committee is looking at land exploration. What's going on there?
Well, what they're talking about is a way of what they want to do is increase the fees or amounts that would be in domestic production and cause American companies to have to spend more money giving it to the government. And what it does is it does add fees and costs and taxes that obviously, if you're going to cost, if it's going to cost more to extract coal or oil or natural gas, well, guess who's going to pay it? All of us, the consumers, and we'll be paying higher gasoline, natural gas, and electricity bills. And what they're doing is increase what they're calling is the royalty rates, increasing those from 12.5% to 18.75%, shortening the time for domestic production on leases. Which, if you take just that one, decreasing the time or shortening the length of the lease from 10 to 5 years. That's going to discourage domestic production. If one takes into account all the pre-drilling analysis, the seismic analysis, the environmental assessments, the legal, the regulatory hurdles, and the very capital-intensive nature of energy exploration, which is literally in billions of dollars, if you have a five-year lease, it would make it next to impossible to produce energy on the outer continental shelf in deep water off our coast. The other thing is if you increase the royalty rates, that's what companies pay for exploring on taxpayer-owned land or under taxpayer-owned water. What they'll end up doing is exploring in places in other countries where it's less expensive. And this new measure, really, it's such an anti-American energy approach. Runs smack in the face of what to the overwhelming majority of Americans last summer, when we were paying $4 a gallon for gasoline, said they wanted to see increased American energy production. And so what they're doing here is putting more fees and then more taxes and more costs, and then on top of it all, a bunch of new bureau and more bureaucracy, as if there's not enough of bureaucratic red tape in place anyway. So at the end of the day, this is another attempt by some in Congress to further restrict our American resources and increase the price of energy.
Governor, last year during the summer recess, congressional Republicans stayed around Washington. They had the chant, "Drill, Baby, Drill," which made it onto the McCain campaign trail. The slogan was
Michael Steele. I told Michael Steele he should have patented that one. Go ahead.
and in response to that, what the Democrats tried to say was that they've extended all these leases to the oil companies, and their slogan was use it or lose it. They said that oil companies were sitting on these leases, they had access to this land, and they weren't doing anything. How do you respond to their concerns there?
Well, presently there are 10-year leases, and clearly a company, if they have a lease, they're going to want to drill on it. A lot of the places, many that they talk about, the reason they're not drilling there is there's no oil and there's no natural gas under it. So why in the heck drill holes in the ground? So that's the reason why they're not drilling there. Gosh darn, if with oil prices and natural gas prices that were skyrocketing last year, surely they would have. If there was anything in there, they'd be getting it out of there. But this approach of shortening the lease to 5 years, when one considers all the different regulatory hurdles and burdens and hearings and tests, especially if you're going to have a lease in deep water off our coast, it takes many years to do it. So I think that's just another subterfuge effort to undermine the concept of exploring on our lands and on our waters. The other thing is that the bill they passed, last year the Republicans did a great job in bringing attention to it, but the measure they passed, which the Obama administration is delaying, had a limit. It had to be over 50 miles off the coast, and they made no provision whatsoever for sharing any of the royalties with the states. Well, the general proposition for the future should be that if Virginia or Georgia or South Carolina wants to explore off their coast, they ought to share in the revenues. A precedent was set with that back in 2005 with the states of Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida on at least 181, 100-plus miles off the coast in the Gulf. And they got 37.5% of the royalties. And I think states should get that. Now, if states don't want to drill off their coast, that's fine, but the states that want to, such as Virginia, we ought to be able to get out from underneath the moratorium and share in those royalties as is done in the Gulf of Mexico. But the way they passed that bill, they took all the normal incentives out of exploring, but they just wanted to get the political cover.
Last 30 seconds here, Governor, you used the word undermine. Why do you believe that the opposition wants to undermine domestic exploration for energy?
Well, it's clear for most of these proposals, whether it's the Waxman-Markey cap and tax scheme or others, is they want to move us away from coal, from oil, from natural gas, and move us into unreliable so-called renewable sources of wind and solar power, which are fine as a supplemental, but they're just simply not reliable because the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. And we ought to be using our resources here at home rather than being so vulnerable to imported oil and, in fact, natural gas as well. There's a new cartel, natural gas or LNG, liquefied natural gas cartel, and we just don't need to be subjected to another foreign OPEC-like cartel.
Governor, unfortunately, our time is up. Always great to talk to you, sir. Thank you for your time.
The pleasure is mine, Greg. Thank you.
Former Virginia Governor and Senator George Allen, now head of the soon-to-be-launched American Energy Freedom Center. This is Dateline Washington.